Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes we sit back and feel like we just being pulled so many different ways, and can we ever get a breather? And God is so faithful, and He is so faithful. On today, Lisa, one of our viewers, he inboxed me on Instagram and said, you know, it's okay if you're not feeling well to rest on today. I bless God for her because I didn't post earlier like I normally do, but she didn't say, oh my gosh, you're not getting on today. No, she said, if you're not getting on today, feel better and get some rest. Amen. But I said, no, I'm coming on today. So I bless God for her because sometimes folks can be so selfish, but she said, I ain't going to be selfish. If she needs to rest, let her rest. But I emailed her, I DM'd her back on Instagram and said, yes, I'll be on today. So I just want to thank her for that. Amen. And I just bless God because He's so faithful, and oftentimes we feel like, Lord, we've pulled so many different directions, and I know as women, we feel like, Lord, we are, every time we turn around, there's something else going on that I got to fix. There's something else happening over here that I got to fix. There's always something that a woman has to do. We're not taking from our men on today, but sometimes we just feel like, Lord, I am so depleted. When is it my turn? Let me tell you, I have had those days when I'm vacuuming the floor. Lord God, I'm so depleted. But when is it going to be about me? When is it my turn, Father? God, I got things on the altar. I've been praying, God. And Lord, is it ever going to manifest for me, Father? But let me tell you, in that time of you feeling like you're depressed, you feeling like, God, I feel like giving up on today, just know that God has not forgotten about you. Just know that it's your turn. Amen. And God will see to it, whether it's your turn, whether it's today, tomorrow, or 3, 4, 5 years from now, it is your turn. Amen. And that's how you got to put in your mind that it's my turn. Even though it hasn't come into fruition, even though I haven't seen it, it is my time. It is my turn. And saying all of that, the people who give so much of their time, they have a selflessness about themselves. Like my sister Penny has a selflessness about herself. She give and give and give. And then it's like my younger sister Nikki is growing up to be the same person. But guess where it trickled down from my mom. Amen. So now my sister Nikki is what she can do to help. What can she do to give? What can she do? You know, because she gives a lot of her time. And I just bless God that I know she probably sit back and say, when is it going to be my turn? But it is your turn. And you got to think like it and speak it like it has already happened. And that's where your faith comes in, believing those things which you can't see, because faith is the source of things hoped for and the evidence of things I've seen. You can't see it, but you got to believe it. And that's what faith is. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us get into our text on today.
Reverend Moore is on.
Hey, Dr. Moore, that's my spiritual mother.
Hey,
Amen.
Jean
Hi, Jean Hunter. And before
Melissa,
I read the word, Dr. Moore is my spiritual mother, and she has done a fantastic, fabulous job rebuilding a place for people so they can have affordable housing. It's called Miracle on 7th Street. I've posted on my personal page, but I'm going to post it on my Hope Victorious page. So I want you all to go ahead and vote because we believe in God. And also I want to thank you all who have voted. Amen. Who had already voted for, you can vote as many times as you like, and I think it's in the end of September. So if you want our Mama Mary, you can put the link on there as well so they'll know where to go to vote. It's Miracle on 7th Street. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we do bless God for her, and she's one of the reasons why I stand strong.
Yes.
Amen. Because, honey, she knew me when I was out there partying, clubbing, smoking weed, and she loved me, and she didn't look past. She looked past all of my faults, everything about me. You know why? Because she seen something good that was in me, and my mom trusted her so much with me. So I bless God for that spiritual woman because she is a powerhouse, and don't look a day of it, I'm telling you. So we bless God for her. So, Mama Mary, put your information in so they can go and vote. Amen.
Amen.
We believe God for the project that she has done, her and Pastor Lang, who passed away years ago. May she rest in peace. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to be coming from on today. It's your turn. We're going to be coming from Luke. I'm so excited, guys. I am so excited. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be coming from Luke chapter 13, and I'm going to be coming from the, let me see, the 10th verse. So Luke chapter 13, the 10th verse, and it reads, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. verse 11, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowing together and could in no wise lift up herself, could no wise lift up herself for 18 years had a spirit of infirmity. And verse 12 says, and when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. And then, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. See, these were these hypocrites, these Pharisees and Sadducees that thought only God could do miracles 6 days a week, because on the seventh day was a day of rest when you couldn't do anything. But God said, let me tell you something. As long as I got breath in my body and I see somebody needs some help, I'm going to step by all that traditional stuff, and I'm going to speak a word over that person's life. Amen? And then verse 15, it says, then the Lord answered him after he was so sarcastic and said, how you could have healed her 6 days a week, but you healed her on the Sabbath day? The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doeth not each one of you and on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? Amen. Verse 16, and ought not this woman, hallelujah, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from the bond on the Sabbath day? Verse 17, and when he had said these things, all the adversaries were ashamed. They should have been, were ashamed. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. God is so faithful, y'all, because in this portion of this chapter of this book of Luke, it was a woman who was bowed over for 18 years. And this woman went into the synagogue. But our key scripture, what I really love that God gave me, because it's just that simple, he said, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. See, it's okay to go to church. Some of us don't go to church, and we live stream, and we don't go in the house of the Lord among other people, but the Bible talks about forsaking out the assembly of others. You need to come together as a people to worship with each other. So it's okay to have church in your home and praise the Lord in your home. Yes, it is. But there's also a time when God will have you to come together and worship and fellowship with each other. Amen? So I don't want you all to count that out. And some of us have been in the midst of going to church and people wrong us or people do things or be so upset with us. That's why I talked about Hannah a couple of weeks ago. Even when Hannah went to the altar, and she was accused of being drunk, Hannah did not allow her to keep her from getting what she needed to get and keep her from worship and praising the Lord. Folks will say all kind of stuff. The man of God accused her of being drunk, but she knew when she wasn't drunk. She knew that she was a woman of sorrowful spirit because she was heavily burdened, so it looked like she was drunk. You know how we lay in our kitchen floor or on the church altar in our living room, dining room, and we just wall all out in the Lord and we feel like we drunk because we so burdened down? But that did not cause this woman to get up, did it? No, Hannah stayed there and prayed. So those who have been hurt by people say all kind of stuff with them in the church, you know, get past it. I've been there. Amen. I had to suck it up and get past it and get into the house of the Lord. Amen. And I did, because a lot of my blessings came from worshiping amongst other folks. You know, worshiping, giving God my all, coming to his house, because he's forever coming into ours. So why can't we come into his house, his temple? We always pray, God, come in this room, come in this house. And God does that. He grants us that. But go to God's house and go and worship him there. Amen. So, but the key scripture that God gave me about Jesus was teaching in the synagogue, because this woman, even though she was bound for 18 years, and even though she felt like, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, I'm bound over, but she didn't care what folks said about it. She couldn't even lift her body up to hold it up straight, but she still trusts God. And when I read the believing, God, like, Lord, one day it's going to be my turn. One day, Father, I'm going to be able to stand up straight. But she was speaking those things into existence in her life. Hallelujah. She was speaking things into existence from her life because she knew that one day it was going to be her turn, that she'll be able to stand up. Yes, it's been 18 years for some of us. Yes, it's been 6 months, 2 months a year, 3 months a day. 10 years, but God said, it is so, and I will heal you. I will deliver you. I will set you free. And everything that I promised you, everything that I said to you, you will see before you leave this earth because God is good like that. Hallelujah. Amen. So this woman went into the synagogue, didn't care what nobody else said about it. You know how it is because I know when I went through my depression years ago when I was in a bad relationship, when I walked in, I know folks probably were talking. She crying again? Uh-huh, I am. She upset again? She at the altar slobbering? Uh-huh, I am. I ain't care. One Sunday, I came with different shades of white on a communion Sunday. I had tan, oatmeal, off-white cream. But then I came with folks saying no, because guess what? My deliverance came at the altar. Hallelujah. My deliverance came when I lift up the name of the Lord. So I didn't care what it took for me to get it. I didn't care what folks said. I didn't care. They said, oh, it's wrong. It's her again. Yes, it's me. I ain't bothering nobody. I'm just worshiping the name of the Lord. And that's where you got to get to a point. You ain't don't care about what folks say about you. Don't care what they how they feel about you. Don't care if you're crying over the same situation year by year. I got to a point where I kept things to myself. But when I called on the name of the Lord and on the inside of me, I know that my depression, I know I was going to be set free. The suicide thoughts, I know I was going to be here to see my kids. Hallelujah. Grow up. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I believed it because I said, Lord, it's going to be my turn one day. I may not see it. I know you have not forgotten about me, God. I know you love me, Father. But one day it's going to be my turn. One day I don't have to shoot insulin shots anymore. I don't have to take insulin because I know one day it's going to be my turn. But in the midst of that, in the midst of taking insulin, in the midst of taking all kinds of medications, you do your part. Like I know my spiritual mother, Reverend Morris, she does a lot of juicing. So she feels like her body is kind of getting a little bit off track. She starts juicing to flush her system out. So it's things that we can do to control certain situations. Like this woman said, I'm going to control this situation. Because even though I'm bound up for 18 years, when I walk into that temple, I know one day it's going to be my turn. This woman didn't know that Jesus was going to be standing there. She did not know that it was going to be her turn. But when he called her over, hallelujah, and he told that woman, thou art loose, stand up straight, hallelujah. And then it's something because when hallelujah, God, when folks start seeing you blessed, they start murmuring, complaining about it. So these Sadducees start complaining, these religious leaders start complaining that how dare you heal this woman on the Sabbath day. But God said, you hypocrite. How is it you're working as well on the Sabbath? Because you loose your oxen, you loose your asses to go from the store to go get water. Well, that's a part of working. That ain't resting. You're still working. And it's amazing because folks will always look at your life, but don't look at their own self. They start judging you, but don't look at their own flaws. Don't see those skeletons that's in their own closet. And if we don't see it, we know God see it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. The thing about it is that sometimes we become so jealous over somebody else's blessing, but you don't know what they went through to get there for that blessing. Amen? So you can't be jealous of what God has blessed somebody else because guess what? There's a blessing for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank you. God is so faithful.
Amen.
Hi, Shanae.
Hi,
Star. Hi, Star.
Reverend Buxton.
Hi, Reverend Buxton.
And Reverend Kim Bourne.
Amen. Hi, Reverend Kim Barnes. So I'm saying to you on today that it is your turn. So even though you may not feel it, even though you may not see it, you got to believe it, that it is your turn. And this woman who was bound over for 18 years, y'all, can you imagine struggling so long? Yeah, you can. Because some of us have been carrying some stuff for that long. We have been carrying dead weight for that long. But when it's your turn for God to release that thing, honey, guess what? You have about it. She didn't care about it. She didn't look like the person sitting beside. That comes with my next book that will be out in December, A Diamond in the Garden, knowing who you are in that garden. So maybe she wasn't built like somebody else, but she knew who she was. So even though when she went in, it was, I guess, another woman sitting up really gorgeous, she was bowed over, but she didn't care about them. She just knew what was for her. Amen? But she did not know when it was her time. See, we don't know when it's our turn, but you just got to just wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Be of good courage and wait on the Lord, because you don't know when it's your time. You don't know when God is going to say, now this is the day, daughter. Now this is the day, son. You don't know, and it's always unexpected. But it don't matter how folks try to lay Jesus out, and before, and guess what? In the midst of all of that, they became shamed. The adversary became shame. Yeah, it should have been shame, because God lets them know, you hypocrite. You talking about me healing this woman, and you doing the same thing. Honest, you may not be healing anybody, but you sure enough working on the Sabbath, but you don't want to see this woman healed. You don't want to see this woman healed. You'd rather do some other type of work instead of seeing this woman healed. And that was okay with you, and that's... God, I thank you, because sometimes it's okay when we see our friends depressed. It's okay when we see them out of their minds. It's okay to see our coworkers all messed up, and you keep walking by the desk and don't even say good morning. No, they're halfway out of their minds. No, it wasn't okay with Jesus. Hallelujah, God. No, it was not okay with the Lord. I just bless God, because holding on to situations, it seemed like, God, when is it ever going to be my turn? Is it ever going to be for me, God? Every time I pick up the phone and it's my turn to vent, here comes somebody else's problem. Here comes somebody else's situation. It's so like I got to fix everything in my home. God, and I never have a peace of mind. I pray for peace on today. I pray for peace on today and serenity on today, because some folks have been carrying something for a mighty long time, and they feel like God has forgotten about me. I see everybody else around me been blessed, but Lord, what about me, Father? What about me, God? And some of us feel I got more years behind me than before me. But you can't count on God, because you feel like you got more years behind you than before you, because God is a good God. He is a healer. He is a healer. So it don't matter the age, because God don't look at our ages. Amen. You look in the Bible, it's all kind of seasoned folks that God is using at 100 and something years old. Look at Noah. Look at Abraham. Honey, God is a healer. Look what I talked about last week, Caleb. Caleb said, I'm 80 plus scores, but the same strength that I had back then is the same strength I have today at 80 something years old. To get what God promised me. He promised me a mountain. Did God forget about him? No, he did not. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, it don't matter about your age, but when it's your turn, hallelujah, it's your turn. When it was Joshua and Caleb's turn, it was their turn. So it don't matter whether you got people on your team who don't agree with you or not. If God placed that vision, if God placed that promise in you, then you move forward with it. God will work out everything else. See, when I talked about last week about Joshua and Caleb going into the promised land and getting what God promised them. See, when Moses gave them a task, because God gave it to Moses, he gave it to Joshua and Caleb, and he sent out those spies, the spies that was with them, said, we see giants in the land. It takes two people to hold a great. Ain't no way. But did you remember how God departed the Red Sea when you walked on dry land, when God devoured the enemies? See, they forgot all about that, because they were so focused on what was before them. But if God is for you, who can be against you? And guess what? God said, okay, years later, the only people who will see the promised land from this generation is Joshua and Caleb and their descendants. And their descendants. Because the rest of them won't see it. The forefathers won't see it. But their children will see it. And when Caleb said, when it was time for him to get the promised land, when it's time for him to be able to get the mountain that God promised to him, his land that God promised to him, he said to Joshua, God promised me this years ago. Joshua said, then go ahead. Hallelujah. And granted him that request, because Joshua and Caleb and the descendants were the only ones who were able to see that promised land, because nobody else believed, but God kept his word. See, that was 40 years ago, so by the time they see it, they was 80-something years old. So you can't get caught up on age. Don't think that God has forgotten about you. Hallelujah. Whatever he promised, it is so, and it will come to pass. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is so faithful, and I love him. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Wendy Blackwell.
Hi, Wendy. Yes, God. Hi, I'm Deb. I know she be listening with you. God is so faithful, y'all. If you want to press one, I'll take your call. But I love it because in the midst of this woman suffering, in the midst of this woman may feel like maybe God has forgotten about me. You know, thank you, God. This woman could have built up bitterness on the inside of her and said, I ain't worshiping God. Mm-hmm. I'm struggling. I'm bent over. I can't even look up. I can't even sit up straight. So just imagine yourself bent over. But she said, I ain't going to be bitter with God. If she was bitter with God, she would have never stepped foot back in the house of the Lord because she wouldn't have trusted him. But she trusted God. So some of us have been angry because God has been healed us, because God has set us free. God has been, everything he promised us, it don't seem like it's coming to pass. Or maybe our life went in a different direction that we thought it should have, shouldn't have went. And we angry with God. And we angry with him. But this woman said, I ain't got time to be bitter because I trust God. Yes, it's 18 years, but I love to worship the Lord. And God healed this woman. She held on. Some of us got to hold on, y'all. You got to hold on. Don't quit. My dad had something in his room, a man hanging onto the wall. And it was a rope that was really thin. And even the man hanging the wall, when he went to reach, he could have reached on the broken part, but he reached on the stronger part of the rope. Amen. So he said, I may be falling, and I know I'm weak, but I know there's a stronger part of me. You got to grab hold on that stronger part of you, on the inside of you, even if it's an inkling. But Jesus, the Bible says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move any mountain. A mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds. But guess what? If you have that, God will help you. See, you ain't supposed to do it all yourself. God wants to finish it and do it for you. Some of us are carrying things, and we're afraid, and we can't on it all. I got to a point, was almost 2 years ago, that I said, you know what, God, I can't carry this thing on my own. No, it was a year ago. When I got tired of fighting. I got tired of trying to fix things on my own. And when I backed up and gave it to God, no matter which way God told me to go, God started shifting and doing some things because I let it go. I'm holding on, and I'm injuring myself more holding on because I'm not allowing God to fix it. But when I let it go, I can hear God speak. When I let it go, I can hear God speak to me. When I let it go, I can hear God so clear because I was holding on so tight. But, you know, our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. Amen. He knows the plan that he has for your life. So don't think because you're a teenager, don't think because you're middle-aged, don't think because you're an older woman or older man and God can't use you. Oh, yes, he can. He used young folk. He used Esther. He followed him. Amen. God will use you. Hallelujah, Jesus. So be of good courage on today and just know that it is your turn. Even if you don't see it, you got to believe that it's your turn because guess what? It was that woman's turn who was bowed over for 18 years. She was at the right place at the right time. And she asked, so ask God to help you to remove the bitterness from your heart as you have it, just so he can continue to heal you. And then you can continue to move on from that situation or place or thing or whatever it may be. Amen. Mm-hmm. So go get what's yours. And even if it hasn't come to pass yet, believe that it's already came to pass in the spirit realm. It already came to pass for her in the spirit realm. Just like Daniel prayed for 21 days. His prayer was answered on the first day. But it was caught up for 21 days. Hallelujah. But when God set it free, when he set the answer free, when he did it, hallelujah, it was caught up in spiritual warfare. But God knows when it's time to release that thing. But guess what? Daniel didn't get discouraged. He kept praying. Hannah didn't get discouraged. She kept praying. This woman who was bailed out for 18 years kept praying. The woman with the issue of blood went places that she didn't want to go, but she knew she had to get on her knees. She knew she had to touch the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. So what's going to be some things that you don't want to do? You got to ask God to remove that pride. Amen. So God can bless you and get all that he want to get from you. Amen. And to use you for his glory. Hallelujah. So we bless God on today. Hallelujah. God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift up, I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for this broadcast on today, God. Lord, I thank you for allowing it to be our turn, Father. God, I thank you, God. We're waiting on you, God, but Lord, we are believing that it is our turn, no matter what we see, no matter what we think, God. Lord, we believe on you, God, because, Lord, we know you to be a healer. We know you. Send your anointing, Father God, that destroys the yoke of bondage, God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for loosing this woman of 18 years, God. God, I bless you. And Lord, I thank you. But Lord, I thank you for your son, Jesus, for dying on the cross, so we have made everlasting life. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And Lord, we thank you on today. We thank you, God. Lord, we ask that, God, you will come into our hearts and save us, God. We believe that your son, Jesus, died on the cross that we may have everlasting life. We call on the name of Jesus, dear God. Save him on today, God. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Amen. If you don't have a church home, and I know a lot of people are international, but wherever God leads you, one thing Reverend Sarah said years ago, how you would know whether or not that church may be for you is check out the Bible study. Mm-hmm. And if it lined up to what you believe, maybe before you make any decision in terms of joining. But I do bless the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. So you can read Romans 10:9-10, those who are on a call who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ. We do bless you. You can always inbox me, and I'm here for you on Hope Victorious, or my Hope Victorious, the number 2 at gmail.com. I'm so full on today, you guys, because I know what it feels like to carry something for so long and feel like God has forgotten about you. But God has not forgotten about you. Amen. And he knows you. But when it's your turn, it's your turn, and your turn is now. Believe it and believe it. Believe it and believe it. Amen. And don't get discouraged in the process. Don't get discouraged in the process. I love you all. God bless you. Please go and vote. My spiritual mother, Reverend Mary Moore, Dr. Moore, put the link up where you can go and vote. You can vote as many times as you like. Amen. And we do bless God for you all. And have a good day.
Luke is watching.
Hey, Luke, how are you? I love Luke. He's the one who designed my Shattered But Not Broken book. Mm-hmm. You can find it on Amazon. Amen. So we bless God for you, Luke. Not trying to give you more work, but I love him and his family, and Taylor, his wife, and his 2 children, Hendrix and Cooper. So God bless you all, and just know that it's your turn. Amen. God bless.